You're going to listen to a talk by motivational speaker Johnny Shannon about how to make friends at school. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first 1-0 has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I always found it difficult to make friends with people, sometimes to the point of being anxious. People find this difficult to believe, but I used to walk around school pretty much on my own. I wanted to meet people. I wanted to make friends, and I wanted others to be interested in me, but it just didn't happen. I was a nice guy. I was interesting. I was ready, but I couldn't get people to like me. I was going about it in completely the wrong way. I put all of my energy into trying to persuade other kids that I was interesting. But when I realized that trying to get others to be interested in me wasn't working, I changed the way I acted. Being interested in others was my key to unlocking the door to making friends. Tip number one. It seems like such a simple thing to do, but a smile can start a lot of friendships. If you're in the place where you are not making friends, no matter how hard you try, then it is difficult to walk around with a smile on your face. But all this does is make you even more of an outsider. Now, I'm not talking about walking around with an inane grin on your face all day, because people will think you're just weird. But I'm talking about lightening up and being a part of the community. Laugh at your classmates' jokes, even if they aren't the funniest, and smile at people when you walk by. If your exterior cracks and you let people in a little, then you have a much better chance of making friends. Tip number two. I am great at remembering names. I've worked out a little story in my head that helps me pluck someone's name out of that dark corner of my mind where I stored it. My friend in high school could not remember names. He was a smart guy, and he could remember all the scrapes that he got into and the faces of all the people he hung around with. He could recall that time when we all went out to the mall together and chatted with that group of girls for hours on end. He can even remember what each of those girls was wearing, even though it was years ago. But he can't remember a name. He lost a lot of friends over the years because he would call people you or hey. A name is really important to someone. It forms a vital part of their identity. Find a way to remember people's names if you want to make friends fast. And tip number three. Everybody wants to be heard. It can be easy to think that the best way to make friends is to show off how cool you are. This involves talking to others about you, doesn't it? Well, no, it actually doesn't. It involves being part of a group, and a large part of that is listening to others. This is all a part of becoming more mature. When you were a 3-year-old, you could just walk into a room and start talking, and everyone would instantly listen to you. But you don't have that power anymore. If you walk into a room of your peers and start to tell them how great you are, then they are guaranteed to switch off. Listening to others is great. It allows you to understand other people. Tip number four is, sometimes we all want to be the coolest kid in school. I used to dream about being so popular that I didn't have the time to spend doing anything except saying hi to people as I walked by. Now just think about that for a moment. Where is the fun in that? Making friends is about spending quality time with people, not about saying hi in passing. You will have a much happier school life with a few quality friends than with a friendly connection to the whole school. Your friends reflect what you are interested in. You grow together and have those great experiences that you look back on months or years later. Having close friends actually means something to your life. Having a few good friends is 1,000 times more powerful than having 500 Facebook connections. And here is my last tip. Throughout all of this, the number one proven way to make friends is to just be you. When you are smiling, listening to others, and having conversations in order to develop lifelong friendships, then you must be yourself. Being yourself and confident in yourself can really help. Be the person that you are, and do not try to change just to get others to like you. Remember back to the start when I talked about listening to others? What you are listening to is them being themselves. You need to be authentic and genuine with others. The amount that you reveal and when you reveal it may be another matter, but never try to be someone that you are not. You might not walk up to someone and introduce yourself with the words, "Hello, my name is Johnny, I have insecurities," but you will gain friends by listening and then slowly giving some of yourself to others. I always found it difficult to make friends with people, sometimes to the point of being anxious. People find this difficult to believe, but I used to walk around school pretty much on my own. I wanted to meet people. I wanted to make friends, and I wanted others to be interested in me, but it just didn't happen. I was a nice guy. I was interesting. I was ready, but I couldn't get people to like me. I was going about it in completely the wrong way. I put all of my energy into trying to persuade other kids that I was interesting. But when I realized that trying to get others to be interested in me wasn't working, I changed the way I acted. Being interested in others was my key to unlocking the door to making friends. Tip number one. It seems like such a simple thing to do, but a smile can start a lot of friendships. If you're in the place where you are not making friends, no matter how hard you try, then it is difficult to walk around with a smile on your face. But all this does is make you even more of an outsider. Now, I'm not talking about walking around with an inane grin on your face all day, because people will think you're just weird. But I'm talking about lightening up and being a part of the community. Laugh at your classmates' jokes, even if they aren't the funniest, and smile at people when you walk by. If your exterior cracks and you let people in a little, then you have a much better chance of making friends. Tip number two. I am great at remembering names. I've worked out a little story in my head that helps me pluck someone's name out of that dark corner of my mind where I stored it. My friend in high school could not remember names. He was a smart guy, and he could remember all the scrapes that he got into and the faces of all the people he hung around with. He could recall that time when we all went out to the mall together and chatted with that group of girls for hours on end. He can even remember what each of those girls was wearing, even though it was years ago. But he can't remember a name. He lost a lot of friends over the years because he would call people "you" or "hey." A name is really important to someone. It forms a vital part of their identity. Find a way to remember people's names if you want to make friends fast. And tip number three. Everybody wants to be heard. It can be easy to think that the best way to make friends is to show off how cool you are. This involves talking to others about you, doesn't it? Well, no, it actually doesn't. It involves being part of a group, and a large part of that is listening to others. This is all a part of becoming more mature. When you were a 3-year-old, you could just walk into a room and start talking, and everyone would instantly listen to you. But you don't have that power anymore. If you walk into a room of your peers and start to tell them how great you are, then they are guaranteed to switch off. Listening to others is great. It allows you to understand other people. Tip number 4 is, sometimes we all want to be the coolest kid in school. I used to dream about being so popular that I didn't have the time to spend doing anything except saying hi to people as I walked by. Now just think about that for a moment. Where is the fun in that? Making friends is about spending quality time with people, not about saying hi in passing. You will have a much happier school life with a few quality friends than with a friendly connection to the whole school. Your friends reflect what you are interested in. You grow together and have those great experiences that you look back on months or years later. Having close friends actually means something to your life. Having a few good friends is 1,000 times more powerful than having 500 Facebook connections. And here is my last tip. Throughout all of this, the number one proven way to make friends is to just be you. When you are smiling, listening to others, and having conversations in order to develop lifelong friendships, then you must be yourself. Being yourself and confident in yourself can really help. Be the person that you are and do not try to change just to get others to like you. Remember back to the start when I talked about listening to others? What you are listening to is them being themselves. You need to be authentic and genuine with others. The amount that you reveal and when you reveal it may be another matter, but never try to be someone that you are not. You might not walk up to someone and introduce yourself with the words, "Hello, my name is Johnny, I have insecurities," but you will gain friends by listening and then slowly giving some of yourself to others.